How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1990, ABC made a bold decision to air Cop Rock, a police procedural that mixed serious crime drama with musical numbers, a concept that would prove unforgettable, if not successful. Created by television powerhouse Stephen Bochco, the man behind Hill Street Blues and L.A. Law, Cop Rock aimed to revolutionize TV storytelling by merging genres that rarely intersected. The result, however, was a commercial and critical failure. A misunderstood experiment that would go down in television history as one of the most notorious misfires ever. This is TV Casualty, Cop Rock. Stephen Bochco envisioned Cop Rock as a gritty police drama infused with theatrical musical interludes. In each episode, criminals, police officers, and citizens broke into song, expressing their emotions and advancing the plot in a way that was unique to television at the time. The show's musical numbers were handled by Broadway veterans, while the procedural plot lines were written with a level of intensity familiar to fans of crime dramas. Each episode combined the serious investigation of crimes with songs about everything from police corruption to courtroom battles. The show's opener set the tone with a rousing ensemble number led by an LAPD squad, complete with backup dancers, a striking reminder of Cop Rock's unconventional premise. When Cop Rock premiered on September 26, 1990, the reception was swift and harsh. Critics lambasted the show for its unusual structure and jarring tonal shifts, calling it too weird and too earnest for its own good. Viewers were equally confounded by the bizarre combination of intense police drama and flashy Broadway numbers, which many found difficult to reconcile. Despite its short run, Cop Rock was memorable for how differently each scene flowed.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A harrowing scene of an arrest might be followed by a raucous song sung by suspects in jail. By the time the last episode aired in December 1990, Cop Rock had become an emblem of TV's overreaches and excesses. It was canceled after only 11 episodes, and Stephen Bochco himself later admitted that the show was one of his career's greatest missteps. The premise, while ambitious, alienated audiences who had expected the serious, gritty tone Bochco was known for, not a Broadway-style cop show. The musical elements seemed incongruous with the heavy themes of law enforcement and urban crime. Plus, the transition from dramatic to musical elements was often jarring, leaving viewers uncertain about how to respond to the show. Some critics noted that the musical numbers lacked subtlety, coming across as preachy rather than clever or thought-provoking. Additionally, while Bako's reputation drew some viewers initially, the high expectations that came with his name ultimately worked against Cop Rock. It was hard for critics and viewers to separate Cop Rock from his past successes, making it appear even more of a failure by comparison. In the years since its cancellation, Cop Rock has developed a cult following among fans of TV oddities, celebrated for its unabashed willingness to take risks. It serves as a reminder of how groundbreaking ideas don't always lead to successful shows, but can remain influential in their own right. Despite its failure, Cop Rock inspired later shows to push genre boundaries, although perhaps with more caution. In retrospect, Cop Rock embodies a fascinating chapter in TV history, a cautionary tale for creators and networks, demonstrating the risk that comes with blending formats too drastically. Still, the show's ambition and willingness to break conventions are remembered fondly by some, who appreciate the show for what it dared to attempt, if not for its execution. Cop Rock may have failed by traditional standards, but it left an indelible mark on television. The show's audacious premise, though poorly received, is still studied and discussed as a cultural artifact. It's a testament to the risks of creativity in an industry that is often drawn to safe bets. And though it's remembered as a misstep, Cop Rock's story underscores that even a flop can help redefine the boundaries of television.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.